Move it along. That's what Big Fatty would say. That's why he would love you. Move it along. That, you got to say it. Do it.
Move it along.
You're going to have to listen to Big Fatty and listen to him play it first. Because that's not as good.
Well, I've never heard it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You're going to have to download and listen to it.
Okay, I have homework.
Yes. Oh, he's highly offended. He's like, don't call me out.
No, I'm not offended. I just have homework now.
No.
Big Fatty, I'll be
actually,
I'll
there's
be
a
listening.
Podcast that talked about James that he has not listened to, obviously, because he has not talked about it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Move it along. Move it along. Move it along.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 896 of the BFO for Thursday, the 7th of July, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, we are heading down into the Fat Cave because the Big Brother debuts tonight. Yes! Well, I hope your Thursday is going well, y'all. Hump Day was, quite honestly, and I know there are going to be Cheerios a-flying when I start on this, but y'all, Hump Day started with a hump. Yes, Big Freddy. I went to bed and didn't sleep worth a shit on Tuesday night either, but I was beginning to drift off, and all of a sudden I hear a bloop, and so and y'all that meant that I had received an instant letter, a texty letter, and y'all it was from one of my gentlemen callers. He says, "Big Freddy, do you think you would be available on Hump Day morning about 7:45 for a little fun? Or if not, perhaps after work on Hump Day?" And I said, "Yes, either is fine with me." And y'all, sure enough, he came by here 7:45 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, it's what a lovely way to get the day started. And y'all, then I am sitting in the coal mine this afternoon, and I get an e-letter from my old, most regular gentleman caller. "Hey, Big Freddy, what are you doing tonight?" And I said, I'm free. And he kind of I don't want to say peters out because that's not a good word, but y'all, he kind of poops out. And poop, Big Freddy, we don't need to hear about no poop. But, y'all, he kind of loses his energy, and, y'all, so I got home at 5 p.m. in the afternoon and sent him an e-letter saying, y'all, that is a lean cuisine, and what was it that I don't remember, but it was of an Asian descent, the Gravitas, or Daryl in the Novus, perhaps one of their relatives made the lean cuisine Gaijin entree. And y'all, also the lean cuisine has come out with these little spring rolls, and y'all, there are six of them in a box, and so I fixed three of those and the Gaijin the entree, and y'all, it's pretty good. It was really pretty good. I was impressed. I hadn't heard anything back from my old, most regular gentleman caller. Y'all, I'm sure he's down for the count. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of that, that is one of Big Fatty's favorite Pwn movies, Down for the Count. So, y'all, if you are so inclined and want to get a special little gift app for Big Fatty, y'all, Down for the Count on a DVD, y'all, that would be lovely, because y'all, you know, all I have is the VRS, and y'all, I don't have a VRS player anymore. No! So I can't watch it. No, Big Fatty! And what was I saying about all that? I think that was it. So, anyway, y'all go clean up your Cheerios. Y'all, did you go over and sign up for the free sample of the Cheerios? The Honey Nut Cheerios? Y'all, I did that after recording the Hump Day Little Show. And, y'all, not only are they sending you a free sample, but y'all, they are including a 75-cent coupon, and y'all, some places they will double those coupons, so you know, y'all, that'd be yes. So anyway, and y'all, quite frankly, after I recorded the little show, I had some Honey Nut Cheerios for my supper on Hump Day night. But anyway, y'all, trying to think if, oh, y'all, you know what? I got something from that Steve in the Uck, y'all. And speaking of the Gaijin food, y'all, he went out for some of that Gaijin food the other night, and y'all, he got one of those... one of those cookeries, you know, you get the little crispy cookery, and it's got the little piece of paper inside. Well, y'all, he was a little, let me just see what he said on this. He says he was offended. He had to complain. He had to complain about the fortune cookie that he received at the restaurant. And y'all, the fortune says, and y'all, I'm going to have to blow it up because I can't read it. It says, y'all, he's cracked it right open. The crumbs are all over the table. And y'all, the fortune says, for rectal use only. Baby, please. So, I love that. But Stephen the Uck, thank you so much for sending Big Fatty your fortune. Please make sure you insert that fortune cookie properly. Yes, Big Fatty.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
This just into the BFO Pride 48 update desk. The Pride 48 WWW will be updated soon. Yes!
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, one of the things that may be more horrifying than Big Fatty online, y'all, let me just tell you, y'all, tonight at, I believe it is at 8 o'clock. I believe, now, I don't know this. I should know this for the debut of the Big Brother app, July the 7th, 9 o'clock, y'all. I'm sorry, I was incorrect. It's the 9 o'clock hour when the Big Brother 13 will debut. And, y'all, they've got 8 house guests that are going in there. Y'all, they're already in there. There's some pictures that are out there already of them in there. Y'all, they've got Kalia Booker. She's 30. And a writer. Lives in Los Angeles. Y'all out there near the Walnut Hills. Y'all, there's Porsche Briggs, and Porsche, or perhaps it's Porsche. Porsche is a VIP cocktail waitress, and y'all, she is in the Miami. Dominic Briones is 25. Y'all, he is a college student from San Mateo, California, IA. Y'all, they've got Cassie Colvin, who's 26. And Cassie is a model from Nashville, Tennessee. Y'all, Lawan? Sure, Lawan. Exum. Big Fatty, please, no Exums. Who is 39 from... is a legal file clerk from Inglewood, California. Keith Henderson, 32, is from Boiling Brook, Illinois. Big Fatty, we don't need to know about your Boiling Brook. And he is a human resources manager. Shelley Moore, 41, from Prairieville, Louisiana. Is an outdoors industry executive. Don't know what the fuck that means. And Adam Pock, P-O-C-H. Pock, is that Pock or Poach or Pooch? 39 is a music inventory manager from Hoboken, New Jersey. And y'all, they announced, it slid out, y'all. Fatty, please, no sliding out. They're bringing three couples from previous years back, And it slipped out who they were going to be. Y'all, it is going to be Evil Dick and Danielle and Jeff and Jordan. And y'all, the last one, and y'all, this one is just, it's vulgar. It's just vulgar. Y'all, it is that Brendan and Rachel. Ugh, y'all, that redheaded witch from last year. Y'all, she is coming back. But y'all, it all debuts at 9 p.m. in the evening tonight. And y'all, I hope you're going to enjoy it as much as Big Fatty is, because Big Fatty is not going to be shutting up about it. That's for damn sure. Yes, Big Fatty, we're quite aware. So, y'all, I guess the cat is out of the bag. Big Fatty was not selected to go into the Big Brother house this year. Not that I applaud, but, y'all, I can confirm that I will not be in there this summer. So, no. Y'all, however, there's going to be lots going on here in the Fat Cave. Because, y'all, a week from today, the hats are coming. y'all, they are staying with Big Fatty here in the Fat Cave on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Y'all, I cannot tell you how unexcited I am about this. But anyway, they're coming over. There's a family wedding. And so, y'all, that's what's going on with that. And anyway, y'all, so y'all have gotta put away like the sling and things like that, because y'all, you know, there's just some things you don't want the hats to see, and the sling would be one of them. And y'all, I've got that on the schedule to do over the next week. And y'all, I get an e-letter at the coal mine Tuesday afternoon saying, attention everyone who lives in the Fat Cave building. We are bringing in some contractors, we'll need access to your Fat Caves on Wednesday. And y'all, I'm like, dear Gussie, I had to get sling down Tuesday night, and clean up the. Big Fatty, we don't need to know the details, please. But and y'all on Wednesday they came in. We've got radiators. We've got radiators in the Fat Cave, and y'all, there's. It's very difficult to control these things. They're either all on or all off. And y'all, there's no in between. And y'all, they are going to put a thermostat. Y'all, I didn't know that this was possible. They're going to put a thermostat on each radiator so you can control them without having to get down and turn the knobs. Big Fatty, please don't talk about turning the knobs. But they came in and piddled around. They didn't do it today. They were just looking. They were just looking, y'all. You know how that is. They're just looking. They're just looking for things. So that's what that's about. Y'all, I'm running behind here on the bacon calendar. Y'all, it's already the 7th of July, and The last one that I did was in June, so y'all, I'm going to catch you up some here now. The BLT dip. Big Fatty will not like this because it is full of the mayonnaise. But y'all, in a bowl, you will combine 1 cup each of the mayonnaise and sour cream, and then you mix in 1 pound of the cooked and crumbled Bafran, and then add 1 peeled and seeded diced tomato. Y'all, it sounds vile. So anyway, y'all, for last weekend, bacon isn't a food, it's a flavor, says John Martin Taylor. Y'all, who the hell is John Martin Taylor? Y'all, for the 4th of July, Graham of Signs says, I'm going to have a cheeseburger with bacon. Extra bacon. Great. Y'all, for two, I say Tuesday, make your oral hygiene experience even more pleasant with bacon mints, bacon floss, and bacon-flavored toothpicks found at macfee.com. Y'all, Big Fatty has received all of those over the years from generous listeners. For Wednesday, for yesterday, Joel Salatin, who is a farmer and author, says, all of these farms all over this country used to supply Staunton with home-cured bacon and ham. This was the backbone of the rural economy 50 years ago, and nobody got sick. Y'all, this is beginning to get a little crazier. Y'all, for today, two eggs, two pancakes, a glass of milk, and of course, my favorite, the bacon. Some days it's a good day to die, and some days it's a good day to have breakfast. Y'all, and that is Thomas Builds the Fire from Smoke Signals. Y'all, again, I don't know what any of those things mean. So, but pancakes sure do sound good. Yes, Big Freddy! Y'all, let's do this.
Big Freddy, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Freddy?
Why do you call yourself Big Freddy, Big Freddy?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Freddy.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty today, it comes in the form of an e-letter to Big Fatty, and y'all, it is from that Laughing Buddha, Mark, and y'all, he says, Big Fatty, do you write an annual Crema letter, and if so, when do you write it? Mark, this is an excellent question. It is an excellent question, and The answer to this can basically be summed up in one word. No! Okay. So, but thank you, Mark, for asking that lovely question, y'all. We've got another one here, y'all, and this one comes to me from Teresa out there in the Seattles. And y'all, I hadn't heard from her in a month of Sundays, and she says, Big Fatty, what is your favorite meal for brofkas, lunch, and dinner? And y'all, I'm not quite sure what I would have to say about that. I don't know that Big Fatty has a favorite meal. I do love the brofkas, though, y'all. I'm just going to tell you, brofkas for supper is always a good, meal, and... Anyway, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Wednesday was National Fried Chicken Day, and y'all, who doesn't love some fried chicken? Kind of like that ginger bear you heard at the beginning of today's little show.
Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah, I see. Y'all, some of my horror friends from Penis Slivania, y'all, they are heading to the, they are heading to the Horror Hotel this weekend, and y'all, they said, Big Freddy, why don't you come over and join us over here at the, over here at the Horror Hotel, and y'all, I hadn't decided yet, I just don't know. Y'all, old Vader. Vader's going to be out of the coal mine for the next 2 days. So, y'all, I hate to be gone while he's not there to just annoy the living shit out of it. Oh, Big Fatty, you're going to hear about that one. Dear Gussie. So, anyway, y'all, I got nothing. I just got nothing, but y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday, and you'll be back here to help celebrate the end of the week tomorrow. Yes,
move it along.
Oh, tomorrow I'll be here before you know it, Ginger Bear.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.